Welcome, everybody, to the EVO 2012 launch webcast. This is an opportunity to learn about the Electronic Village Online and discuss some of the sessions, a little bit about the history. We might do the welcome part of this not first, because we have a couple session moderators who need to leave very shortly. I will just say a quick hello to everyone. This is Jeff Lebo in Busan, Korea. And with that, we'll turn over to the person who has to leave first, Graham Stanley, to tell us about his session.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be at the TESOL EVO sessions once again. I took a sabbatical last year, and this year I'm back with co-moderating a session on gamification in language teaching. We plan on looking at computer games and various other aspects of making language teaching into a game over the course of the 5 weeks. We have a number of really interesting special guests, and we'll be covering everything from classroom teachers using digital games to professional development through games, and making your own games with your students. That was brief, but to the point.
That was good. You must really be hungry or have to leave soon. What tools will you be using? What venues? Are you Yahoo group based or other stuff?
No, actually, we have all of our content on a wiki, but we're planning on using Moodle mainly to deliver the content. This was because we have access to Moodle, and one of my co-moderators, Paul Bradbeck, was very interested in trying this out and using it for the EVO session. So we're doing that. We'll be looking at a lot of Flash games, and I think we'll be also using the Illuminate room, the Webheads Illuminate room, for our weekly live sessions.
All right. Anyone have comments, questions?
I had a quick question, Jeff, for Graham. What kinds of games are you talking about again? Can you be a little more specific? Are they moves, or what's going on?
Yeah. Principally, we'll be looking at digital games, which are free, Flash-based online games, which don't require any downloading, although there are some which you can download, and which are principally, they're good games more than anything else. So they're not educational games as such, although we will be looking at some games that have specifically been designed for education. But the idea of using very good games comes from being able to motivate students, and then the actual language aspect, the language work, comes from designing a task to go with it.
Oh, that's really good. You really get into the pedagogical aspects of it.
Can I ask, is Minecraft on your list, just out of curiosity?
I really like Minecraft, and although I don't really know of anyone who's using it for English classes yet. I saw somebody who was planning to do that, but I'm not quite sure how. But I think I would like to bring it in. We haven't got it planned, but I think it'll come up. For those of you who don't know what Minecraft is, it's a very basic online game which you can also download, which is a kind of a simple, it's almost like a simple version of Second Life, because you can create structures, etc., by digging out blocks. Basically, you remove a block and then you can place a block, and it's a bit like Second Life, but it's got it's very much more simplistic and easier to use. And it also has, unlike Second Life, you can be attacked by zombies.
Can't go wrong with zombies.
Graham, there's a question in the stream. Yeah, there's a question in the stream chat from Carmen Missy. She wants to know how she can get your book. You might want to just tell her.
Oh, right. Well, actually, this is one of the things about our session is that myself and a colleague of mine, Kyle Moore, we have a blog, which is Digital Play, where you can find it at digitalplay.info/blog. And we also, the blog turned into a book this year, which we're very excited about. And a lot of what we'll be looking at is based on the contents of the blog and the book. Where can you get it? Well, you can buy it on Amazon and at all good bookshops, as they say.
All right. Anything else for Graham, or are we going to let him go? Or do you have any final words of wisdom for people who do want to join that session? Anything they need to know about how to get involved or what they're going to need?
I think it's all pretty straightforward from the call for participation. You can join. The first thing to do after that is you'll be creating an account on the Moodle, and a lot of what we'll be doing will be in the forums there. And hope to see lots of you there in the coming weeks. And we'll be doing, as I said, one live session every week with a special guest, which I'm quite excited about. We've got some interesting people coming along.
What tools will you be using for the live session?
I think we'll be using Illuminate mainly, depending on the guest, but that's what we've got planned. And well, look forward to it. And I also look forward to hearing about everybody else's EVO sessions in the weeks to come as well. This is always the problem with the Electronic Village Online, is that there are so many sessions this year, as in every year, that look so really, really good. But you can't go to all of them, really. But I do look forward to catching up on a lot of what people are doing afterwards as well. Well, thanks very much, everybody, and see you online soon.
Thank you. We'll look forward to staying tuned. Have a great afternoon. And we will do more I would love to do an introduction to kind of a little bit of an overview to EVO, but we want to keep things moving. And Heike is the next who has to run. So Heike, can you tell us a little bit about your session?
Actually, you can. I've still got until half an hour. So I can be here. I have to leave .5 past. So if you wanted to do an introduction to EVO now, if you like, because people are interested what EVO is like overall all about. And over to you, Jeff.
Okay, and I will turn it over to Elizabeth Vance or whomever else wants to join in, because I think it is such a unique experience that people aren't, even if they've read their little call for participation, it's really hard to get a handle on what's going on. And I know from past experience, you probably have some wisdom to share about how best to digest from the buffet that is EVO without getting full or nauseous. So I'm sorry, on that note, Elizabeth, would you like to say something about EVO?
Well, Vance, I was going to have you go, but Sandra, it looks like you're ready, so go ahead.
I'd like to say hi to Jack.
I was like, who's going on first? No, I think we were going to ask Vance to go first.
Well, I don't mind. Anyway, I'm again doing the multiliteracy session, multiliteracies for social networking and collaboration environments online or something like that. And lately we've been kind of evolving it into a MOOC, and I think this session might be kind of like a MOOC because it's actually got 30 or 40 people enrolled in it already. That's the most people we've had enroll in that particular session. I think the session is a little bit, it's not one that, it's different from other sessions. It doesn't really have a syllabus that we follow. We do follow it. The syllabus is there, but it's run sort of along the lines of the MOOCs if you listen, for example, to George Stevens talking about his MOOCs, he says that they address a need that everybody in an education system really has particular needs. And so MOOCs are designed or not designed, if you like, to address everybody's needs. And the way they do that, well, Dave Cormier has some videos that he's put out which explain how to get along in MOOCs. And you basically orient yourself in a MOOC, you declare yourself, you network, you cluster, you know, and you focus. And that just happens to be five things, and that's 5 weeks for the course. So we're going to sort of focus on or concentrate on each of those aspects of a MOOC. And
sorry to interject. Aside from the particular session that you're moderating, did you want to say anything about EVO in general, either history or words of wisdom or anything?
Okay. I must have missed a question earlier. But, well, I think I've been involved in EVO since the second session. That was in 2002. I guess the first one must have been in 2001. And the 2002 session that I did was Webheads in Action, which was kind of to show people how I had been trying to create learning environments for ESL learners and to sort of model how they could do that. And this was before Moodle and lots of other things became popular. It's kind of before wikis. I was sort of creating web spaces where we put up pictures and things like that and let people get to know each other. So we had lots of ways where and we got voice plugins for our websites and things like that. So we were doing a lot of work that we now take for granted, you know, in just bringing people together, showing them how they can sort of modeling for each other, because we all learn from each other, you know, how to learn from each other online and sustain these online communities. And we've looked at what we've done from the vantage point of groups and communities. We quickly got into the idea of communities of practice, now I suppose we're looking more at networks, personal learning networks, distributed learning networks, and of course the connectivist networks that George Stevens talks about. So we look at what we're doing as it's evolved. It's gotten a lot easier to do what we're doing. We've pretty much reached the point, I think, where you don't. In order to learn, you can do it the way we're doing. A lot of us think that we learn more from what we're doing here in these sessions than we do from formal training. And so we bridge what we learn formally or what we teach formally with what we do informally, and try to bridge these different environments and you know, help bring up everyone's learning in general. And by doing that, by learning ourselves and by modeling for others how we best learn. So I guess that's what we're doing.
All right.
That's my perspective.
I thank you for that. I figured for first timers, we should provide some kind of overview. Did you want to add anything, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that EVO has been operating since 2002. I think there were one or two sessions in 2001, but in 2002, it really, really got going. And both Vance and I did a session, different sessions at that time. But it was started by the call interest section of TESOL, and it was intended from the very beginning to be free and to encompass everyone around the world. And I think it really is meeting that goal. We have people from, 180 countries sometimes. So it's very exciting to be a part of this, and I'm glad I've been able to stick with it this long. So we ought to get to some of the other moderators and let them tell what's going on.
Indeed. And I will just say, I've been tuning into the EVO since 2006, and it is just the coolest, most global, most helpful support professional development kind of experience I've ever been part of. It can be overwhelming, and perhaps at some point we might want to mention a few words about how best to digest stuff. But let us proceed on our buffet here with Heike, who's going to tell us about her session. If there's anyone else who is a moderator for Heike's session, please feel free to join the Hangout at this time. We have a couple spaces open. Over to you, Heike.
Yes, and thank you very much for everybody. I'm really totally excited to be part of this Evo session. I've done so for many, many years, know many personally, and thanks, Jeff, for organizing this kickoff, and thanks to everyone, especially the Evo coordinators, for their hard work. I mean, this is a tremendous hard work. And it's so nice to see Shelley. How are you doing? Wonderful. And about the Machine Evo session that I would like to tell about it. Now, I wanted to have Pionia also join this session. Pionia is Doris Molero in real life, as her Dr. Doris Molero in Venezuela. Of course, you all know her. She is called Pionia Day in Second Life. They are at the moment in world. Actually, there's quite a few of them there. One of them whom you know, that is Stock Bear. Let me just log in again, because I have a bit of a technical issue here with a graphics card that every now and again goes black. So I had to quickly go over to my laptop, since this is why you saw me coming in and out. And the sad thing is, I wanted to take the webcam and point towards the scene in Second Life at Edunation, where Pionia at the moment is sitting, this guy Stock Bear. I'll tell you in a minute the name. But at the top, I don't have a possibility to turn around the webcam to actually show you my screen, which is what I wanted to do. So they're sitting there waiting for me to give them a show, but unfortunately, technically, that is not quite possible.
And Heike, I know it might be hard
so
for you
to
imagine.
Let me tell you briefly about Machine Evo.
Yeah, I was wondering, because you're talking about Second Life, and I'm wondering if there might actually be people who don't know much at all about Second Life.
Okay, very, very good question. Now, Second Life is a virtual world. It is not a game. It's not like what Graham Stanley said, that Lego of the internet. What is it called? Minecraft, yeah? We call it the Lego because of the boxes. Second Life is a virtual world that has been created by its residents. That means that all of the computer graphics you see in Second Life are made by people and not by computer-generated game kind of monsters and what have you. So there's a world out there, and people create the most wonderful and very, they're artistic, they're creative. Second Life has improved graphically a lot with the introduction of Mesh, which is a kind of a Blender or SketchUp. Google SketchUp is Mesh. People can now design the 3D objects on the computer and then can import them into Second Life. And that has made a world of difference to Second Life in the last 2 years, as I've seen it, with regards to the beauty and also the functionality. I mean, it's no longer crashing on us, and the voice of IP works, and things look very beautiful, and they're very, very artistic and creative and fantastic. You know, you have to come over. So what we've decided to do now with Machine Evo is the following. At the Evo sessions for a 3 year in a row, newbie sessions were run. That means that the language educators around the world that attend Evo session, and I believe there are about 2,000 of them, could join Second Life, even without experience, and could learn how to walk, how to get dressed, and how to explore this environment for language learning. And for language learning, this environment is wonderful because you can actually go up to a person and talk to him in English, and that person could be anywhere in the world. You don't need his Skype ID, you don't need his email address. You can actually just talk to him in this environment because you see him standing in front of you. You don't know where he is, but he's only our avatar, but he's alive, you know. And so this environment is wonderful for language education. And the language educators we introduced to that, we also introduced them to the use of holodecks for scenes, etc. But that's been 3 years. And now this year is the first time ever that we decided to do a session for those experienced in Second Life, because we feel there are a few about it. And we were actually astounded to see more than 70 language educators register on our Ning site which is the mashanevo.ning.com. It's a very tiny little Ning. It hasn't got groups and events and stuff, but it's a Ning. So we were blown away by more than 70 actually signing up. We expected about 15, and then so now we're overwhelmed with participants, and we're very, very happy that you all join us. So what will we do? 5 weeks we will create language learning videos eventually. The first week we'll just sit there and watch machinimas. Now a machinima is a film recorded of Second Life. Yeah, just when you have Second Life open, the application, you record it, that's machinima. And machinimas are a mixture of machine and cinema. So that's where the name comes from. So we will do machinimas, and the machinimas will be about language learning conversations, like how to buy rolls in a bakery. And you can imagine that bakery and the shop assistant, and you ask, may I have 3 rolls? And she gives you a bag. And that's sort of the what we want to do, yeah? We haven't got a clue about how it works. None of us has film making experience. We're totally dumbos when it comes to that. So we've actually decided to invite some experts into our group, because we haven't got a clue about how to make a proper film. We're language educators. Come on, we're not film producers. So we decided to ask a few people who help us, those who are experienced film producers, and those who are like experts in lighting and all this sort of stuff. So we're looking forward to a very new session, totally explorative. That means nothing is set in stone, everything open, everybody brings his experience, and let's see what happens. That was me. Thank you. And sadly, I can't show you Second Life. I'm doomed.
But they're not, join your session, and I'm sure people will see plenty of Second Life.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank
so,
you. Thank
many
you,
regards you. From the moderator team. Can I just mention the moderator team? So the moderator team is Dr. Randall Sadler of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, old TESOL member. Of course, he teaches TESOL teachers at the university. So he runs Edunation, as some of you know. Then we have Dr. Doris Molero. Of course, we have Dennis Newson, our most wonderful, very busy, retired English teacher who runs, I don't know how many Evo sessions at the same time. And then we have Mark in Paris, who's a kind of a film producer. Well, he likes the filmmaking, the recording and stuff. He's a French-German teacher. Then we have Carol Rainbow. And Carol Rainbow, this year, she's done a TEFL online. She's now an official TEFL teacher. We're so happy. She teaches at Language Lab, will you believe it or not? We're so thrilled. After retirement, she decided to become an English teacher officially. Then we have Marissa Konstantinidis from CELT Athens as a moderator. And that's it. That's 7 of us, I believe. I hope I haven't forgotten any. So Randall, Doris, Carol, Mark. Saiba is not part of it, I'm afraid. Marissa. One more person is missing. Oh my goodness. Let me quickly look at it. Who's missing? Dang. One moment. Machinevo.pbworks.com. Okay, Randall, Carol, Dennis, Pionia, and myself, Marissa and Mark. Okay, I forgot myself. That's not too bad. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
And is that Mark Wilson who's in our hangout
Sorry,
now?
Sorry, I'm just muting my mic because for some reason it hasn't kind of budged. So, okay, sorry, I'm off and out. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Heike.
I just wanted to mention that's so great, because it's typical of Electronic Village Online that people will offer a session and then they themselves learn a great deal about the subject as they are presenting. So very nice. Thanks so much for coming and joining us again. You've been a participant in EVO for the past year or two, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's actually the. I think it's the second real session. The third session I'm running. But not me, the team. Come on, it's not me. So many greetings from the others.
I think I'm going to leave the hangout because I'm observing from the Illuminate chat that there are some people who want to come in here. And so I think I'm going to go over and listen to the stream on in some other venue.
Same here, and I must leave too. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, thank you.
Yeah, so maybe if you don't essentially have to be here, you could pop out and let others come.
Yeah, and I just want to check in with the people who – I'm thinking next we should probably talk about becoming a webhead. And if for the people who are here and not involved in that and Shelley, if you want to stick around, we can do your session next. I want to check in with Mark. Are you a session moderator or a participant? All right.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to pop out.
We have space. Feel free to stick around until we're full if you want.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if Teresa or Fernanda or Larissa or Sharon are out there, but we'd love to have you join the hangout now if you are available.
I count 7 in here, and we can have 3 more. Is that right?
Yes.
And Eduardo has just come in. So, well, maybe I'll pop out. I'll come back in again if you just announce that it's empty. Well, I'll be able to. No, I can't really see. Well, yeah, I'll go to the live stream and see what I can see there.
All right.
Yeah, I'll come back.
We have 2 or 3 people in Illuminate who are moderators who want to come in and present, and we can't seem to find a way to get them in. Do you have any suggestions about that?
I will go
Jeff?
Ahead.
Lawan and Barb.
And put in the link. And I'm going to put the link in the Illuminate. I want to encourage just the moderators to join. Basically, the Hangout, if you're just kind of tuning in, I would suggest going to the Webheads room, or if you prefer, Illuminate. And on the note, Eduardo, I just wanted to check in with you, Eduardo. Are you a session moderator or an EVO participant?
I just joined in, and I'm kind of lost in here, so I would appreciate some help and guide.
Certainly. Were you watching the webcast first?
I totally random, and I'm here through the Canopy plugin.
Okay, we're doing a webcast about a language learning professional development thing. If I could ask you to tune in to this rather than join the Hangout, and you can do that at webheadsinaction.org/live. I will put that
in
the Hangout chat.
Could you type that in the chat? Yeah, thanks.
And you can tune in there, and we're sort of going to have an open floor toward the end, and we'd be delighted to have you join in again then.
Okay.
All right, nice to briefly meet you.
All right, thank you again. I'm trying to find this again. All right. Okay.
And KS, what brings you to this hangout? KS Hussein has perhaps stepped out. All right. I'm sorry. I put in the wrong link for the hangout, I believe. Oh, no, I didn't. That is the hangout link. And again, KS Hussein, are you part of EVO or a session moderator? If I could ask you to step out of the hangout and tune in at webheadsinaction.org/live. KS? All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute you for now. And do we know what problems people are having joining the Hangout, Elizabeth?
I think Lawan just joined, but then now they've disappeared.
Oh, Lawan is here.
No, Lawan is here.
And Barbara Hoskins Sakamoto has joined.
But no video. And Barbara, good. Okay.
And Mariana? Oh, Mariana, good. Let's try your video. Let's see how your connection is.
Okay. No, I don't think it's very great. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're getting choppy again. It's a nice video. Hello.
I'm just trying to email Teresa. She said that she's going to be late. She will join us at about 2 p.m. Greenwich time, so that will be around 3 for us. So I'm just going to send her email. If she doesn't join, I or Mubarak or Larissa, I don't know, we can talk about becoming a webhead. But so far, I think Shelley or the other moderators can talk about their sessions. Okay?
All right, why don't we do that? We'll stand by for becoming a webhead and turn the floor over to Ms. Shelley Terrell.
Yes.
And Shelley, I muted you when you first joined because there were some rustling noises. You can unmute yourself.
I think I just muted myself. No problem. Yeah, my pug is snoring here. So actually, it's me and Barb here today. Barbara Hoskins Sakamoto, and we will both be talking about our session, which is the digital storytelling for young learners. We have a dream team, as I like to say, from all over the world that will be running this session. Barbara is one of them. A lot of them are authors about young learners. They've been young learner teachers for years, and they also do frequent presentations and webinars. So we have a great team. I'd like to mention them. It's Ezra Gürjün from Turkey, Barbara Sakamoto from Japan, Özge Kıraklı from Turkey, Jennifer Vershore from Argentina, David Dodson from Turkey. We also have Michelle Worgan. I'm not sure where Michelle's from. I think she's based in the UK right now. And then Sabrina DeVita, who's in Argentina. And then me, I'm in the US right now. We are going to have a lot of fun in our session. We have about 170 members already. So we are really excited. We will be doing a lot of projects for kids each week we have a focus. We'll be doing covering comics. We'll be doing mobile learning devices, video stories, collaborative stories, and we will do this on the posturist. So we will have a portfolio at the end that you can showcase. So you will be creating these stories as an educator. And if you're not a young learner's teacher, we've had a lot in the group who have mentioned that digital storytelling isn't for only young learners. We have this focus because that's our expertise in this, but you're more than welcome to join, even if you're a teacher trainer, which we've had a lot of people doing that as well, or for research purposes, or just if you want to use these stories with your kiddos. So we're very, very excited to have everyone. We will be doing live sessions like Graham Stanley talked about, and we were thankful to the webheads because they have offered to let us use their Illuminate room. So we're really excited about that. And then we will also be, we also have the wiki page. You can go to digital storytelling, the number 4, kids.pbworks.com. And that's where you'll find out most of the information. I'll introduce you one more little moderator I forgot because he's going to be in pretty much all my stories, but this is Roscoe. He's my co-moderator here, and I'll give it over to Barb now if she wants to add anything.
Roscoe's a pretty famous pug. I mean, he probably has more Twitter followers than most people if he had a Twitter account.
Facebook fan page.
And Barbara, I just want to let you know I muted you while you were
Thank
gone.
You for okay. that. I appreciate that.
And also I wanted to point out to Elizabeth that a Google Hangout is totally democratic. We can all mute each other. And the way you do it, you mouse over someone and you see the little speaker thing. And if you click that, you can mute them. Dave Cormie and I have mute battles all the time. Anyway, Barbara, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Shelley covered most of it. I think Michelle is also over. What happened? Anyway, Michelle is over in the Illuminate, but she doesn't seem to want to come over. She's being shy. One of the things that Shelley mentioned was that we were really international, but to get a feeling for that, we have members from both Hawaii and New Zealand this year, which means that, for example, right now, it's about 3:30 in the morning in Hawaii and 2:30 in the morning in New Zealand, but it's two different days. It's 3:30 in the morning on Sunday in Hawaii, and it's 2:30 in the morning on Monday in New Zealand. So it's morning for Shelley, it's bedtime for me, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got about 30 countries, which is pretty typical for an Evo. And of our members, we've got a range of elementary school teachers, private language school teachers, librarians, teacher trainers, university professors, grandparents, and just about anything else you can imagine. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we have quite a few participants from Asia, which I am extremely excited about, because usually it's like Jeff and me.
Team Asia.
Yay, Asia. But we have a lot from Asia this year, especially in, at least in our session. And I think I've seen them in others too.
I just wanted to address a question from Maria in the chat room, who says, sounds interesting, can I still join? And the answer to that for your session and every session is yes.
Yes. There's still time.
Oh, you're muted, Elizabeth.
Looks like somebody just put a list there for the call for participation. So, yes, you can join. Michelle, did you have anything else you wanted to add? If you don't want to talk, you can just put it in the chat.
And we should also mention, you know, there's so many interesting things going on during an EVO, and, you know, you can maybe keep up with one or two sessions, but everything is archived. You know, EVO keeps giving even after February 12th. And especially for digital storytelling, I'm kind of curious, what kind of archives will there be? You mentioned Posterous. Are there going to be YouTube videos or a channel we can tune into, or any other aspect of the archive?
The answer to that is yes. We will have amazing kind of archives already. You can go to digitalstorytelling4kids.posterous.com, and then you can see the 3-2-1 introductions that are already being out there. And one of the great things that we decided to do was that we decided that with the Posterous is so easy. So basically any of our participants can just email their stories. They can do it in any type of format. And we've encouraged comic, just so that they can play with. We do have a sandbox area. I'm pretty sure a lot of other Evo sessions will have this as well. And what it basically is it's a page that lists hundreds of tools, and we have hundreds already listed in ours. And we encourage participants to go there to just try any of the tools they think are interesting and create whatever the project or the storytelling task is for that week. So if you go to the Posterous, that's our participant web portfolio, and you can begin seeing some of the really cool things that we've already started uploading there.
All right. Anything else you want to share, or anything else people should know about the session?
No, I'm going to go ahead and check out so somebody else can get in the hangout.
Me too.
Bye, bud.
Thank you both.
Bye, everyone. Thank
Bye.
You.
Have a great session.
Bye, Shelley.
Bye.
And sorry to join you again. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
You just can't leave us, can you?
Okay.
Hi, Heike.
No, I can't. And I really should be running. But the thing is that I managed to install that webcam that is the flexible webcam. And there are these guys in Second Life just sitting there and wanting to say hello. Is that okay?
Certainly.
Let me show them to you. So here it is. Okay. Here we are, everybody. Okay. Now, finally, I'm not quite sure what you see. but let me just check with whether I'm holding the webcam right. Okay, I have to quickly look at the Hangout in order just to see which direction the webcam is supposed to
be. Yeah, lower. It needed to be lowered a little. So that
a little bit lowered. Okay, this is about right. So if I put it down here, and then I change over to this second light. That's sort of roughly what you see.
Hello.
Yes. Are you seeing the second light now? Do you see Pionia? I want to show you Pionia. Let me maneuver this webcam a little bit so I can move the screen. Oops, that's Skype. That's not. Can you confirm to me that you're seeing anything?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's excellent. So here is it's a bit difficult to maneuver because me not being able to really got on the computer. Okay, here's Pionia. Hang on. There she is. Move a little bit from the top. Okay, there she is. So Pionia, she's online now. And Pionia, she's actually in Illuminate also. So she can see what we are seeing. Pionia.
And, you know, I did want to mention that there is an IceCast stream for this webcast if folks in world are interested in listening in.
Oh, is it as well? Excellent. Oh, Jeff, you're amazing. Absolutely.
And if I had known you were going to use Second Life, we could have set that up as well next time.
Yeah, we could have done a bit of a streaming at least. So let me just show you the one in Korea. That's Stockley.
Oh, Stokely. Hey, Stokely. I didn't know you were a Second Life geek, too. What a multifaceted geek. And I say that with all due respect.
Okay, next to it is Korea, Helen Myers in Second Life, well, in real life. That's Lynn here. Jens, we know. Oh, Jens is the most well-known person out there. Oops, where is he? Okay, and Missy Ferraris. Missy, who is the... I'm ever so sorry, my navigation skills are really poor because of the webcam sitting in the way. Here is Missy Ferraris in beautiful winter clothing. Missy Ferraris is Carmen del Armia. Of course, you know them all, but they just look a little different and a bit slimmer and a more beautiful. Bethany is around, Webhead, whom else we got, and Barbara Novelli. Vicky as well. Vicky Philly. Do you know Vicky Philly, who's at the moment a little gray? She is Vicky Hollett.
Everybody's Winchell. Looking a little gray,
Winchell,
frankly.
Yeah, I can't remember her. It's everything little gray. Okay, anyway, I'm nearly finished my round of introduction, and have you all seen them? Sorry, my navigation's really poor. I haven't got it. So that's them, everybody here sitting there and watching the, also in Illuminate, the Evo session. And thanks to you all for having me show this real quickly. And now I'm really off. Thank you.
Thanks for the tour. All right, so we do have
Jeff,
space. Yes.
Okay, I'm off.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you if you can invite Teresa.
She should be invited already. If not, she should be able to click on the Hangout link that I've put in there a few times. Let me.
Is that on her Google Plus page?
It should be on her Google Plus page, on my Google Plus page, and you can also.
Okay, so I've just got a message from her in Yahoo Groups. I hope she will, if she hears us now, join us. I'm going to leave when she joins so that there's not so many of us there.
Oh,
She's going to talk about...
You stick around. We have space.
Okay, so José is also here. Hi, José. So I'm just going to check if Teresa will join. She's our main coordinator of the Becoming a Webhead 2012, and I hope she will join us soon. Before that, somebody else can talk about their sessions.
So the Hangout is open. If there's anyone who is kind of eager to tell us about their session, please go ahead and join the Hangout. I will put the Hangout URL in there one more time.
There was a question for Shelley in the
webcast. Can I just mention something really quick, please? Sorry.
Please, Shelley, please.
I just forgot to say for the session really quick that we'd really like to thank our mentor. We had an incredible mentor, which is Elizabeth Ann, and she's from Grenoble, and she's just been amazing and really helped us. This is the first time that I've organized a session, although Barb has done many, so she's an expert, and she's one of our moderators. But that's all I wanted to say. So,
and we saw Elizabeth Ann briefly during the red carpet. Feel free to jump in if you'd like.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
While we're waiting for session moderators to join in, is there anything we'd like to share about EVO in general? Yes, Sandra, the floor is yours.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I just wanted to say hello. My name is Sandra Rogers, and I'm one of the EVO coordinators. And I'm also an Illuminate, so I've been chatting with some of you, so I just wanted to let you know that I'm Sandra, and I wanted to welcome the three new participants to EVO. So I know at first it may be overwhelming, and I just was going to just share from the standpoint of being a beginner that about 3 years ago I was in your shoes. So I'd been a TESOL member for years, but I never knew about the Electronic Village Online. And I have learned so much from the moderators and the mentors. Everyone is just so gracious.
No.
Oh, I can hear somebody's background. Yes.
Are there any technical tips that we'd like to share to kind of make it a little bit less overwhelming? Things like digest your Yahoo mail or don't feel like you have to read everything.
Yes. And some people were asking, you know, I guess they've just kind of stumbled upon our session and you're through Google Hangout, and now they're maybe in Illuminate for the first time. So I was going to say that this session is recorded, so you can hear it from the beginning. We share all of any of these live events recorded. So even though for you may not be able to attend something that's online in your session, your moderators will record it, and so you'll have that time. And then also with the communication, that most of these are asynchronous. So it means that you don't have to attend anything. It's just whenever you have time to be working on the projects that your moderators have for you. So you'll communicate through email, and you'll have what's most people have the Yahoo groups. And so you'll be getting these emails, but Jeff was mentioning to set it for the Daily Digest so that you get a group of the emails instead of the, you know, the influx of mail, that if you have 70 or 170 participants, you don't want to be getting, you know, you want to get it in a grouping, and they call that the Daily Digest. So that's the number one rule. Yes. And then that I guess the second thing is that this is, you won't get to hear people very often, so some of them are synchronous like this event, and they will be recorded.
Right. There was a question in a chat room about, can we get a certificate of attendance and or achievement at the end of this?
And that's a no. I know it would just be impossible task, number one, for all to, because there's so many participants that are involved, and did they 5 weeks, so there's no way for us to really see that to keep up with the certification. So that's one of our I guess rules for EVO, that there's no certification. But I know that's within certain events that you might have a certificate party. There's different ways that happen. So it's more of the enjoyment, since nothing is paid for or certified. So it's just there's no real authentic certification.
It's all about intrinsic motivation.
Yes.
You can always make your own certificate.
Yes.
Yeah, I should also. Yeah, I just wanted to add to that partly it's just an administrative nightmare to try and figure out who actually came to a session or didn't, And it's partly that we have an agreement with TESOL, our sponsors, not to conflict with their certificate program. And if you are interested really in an official document, you should take the TESOL on Certificate of Online Teaching, which they offer every year at about this time, unfortunately. It usually conflicts. But they do have a series of online courses, which are not free, as ours are, but you would get an official certification, and it could be used toward an academic program also. So our program, as Jeff said, is just intrinsic motivation. You learn so many good things that it's really worth doing.
Yes. If I can just say something, Elizabeth really said it correctly, and I love Sandra talking about being a newbie. We all were newbies. I was actually a newbie last year. I didn't know how to open a tab on online on Mozilla, and now I'm like doing multitasking at the same time, being in Yahoo groups and in Illuminate and webcasts, even though my connections are really bad. But when I wrote an article in, for Croatian Online Magazine about the Evo sessions and about Board 2012, the first thing that I said is actually that the people are very warm and welcoming, but then again very professional, and it's all very casual. You can really learn a lot, have your own pace, and as you said, it's both asynchronously but also synchronously. You can meet so many great online educators and have fun at the same time. Well, that's from me for now.
And I would echo that. I mean, I think a big part of EVO is not the topic of your session, but just realizing that, oh my gosh, there's this huge world of language teaching professionals out there that I can connect with anytime. And, you know, EVO is 5 weeks, but the communities behind it are 24/7.
Yes.
Yeah, and the communities are continually kind of expanding into other weeks. So, for instance, becoming a webhead, you are invited to join the webheads after you take that session. And it just is a way to expand our community and make it extend throughout the year. And I know other sessions leave up their wikis and their materials so people can go back to them later on and other years even and still see those materials and use them.
All right. Well, we don't have all the ball moderators. We've got a couple. Shall we move on to that? Or, and again, if there are moderators for other sessions, we have space in the hangout.
There is Larissa, a coordinator of our Becoming a Webhead 2012. Hi, Larissa. Are you still here? Because
Hi, Mariana. I'm here. Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for Teresa. I have been sending her mails and Yahoo group, but you can start maybe saying something about our session.
Yeah, me too. And Jay is so.
Yes. Hello, Jose.
Hello, everyone. My name is Larissa. I'm from Becoming a Webhead, one of the co-coordinators. Actually, there are three of us, Teresa, whom we are waiting right now, and she should join us like at 14 GMT time. And Fernanda, but Fernanda, she can't make this session today. And actually, there are several of us today in Illuminate and here in Hangout. Mariana, she is co-moderator of several sessions. Becoming a Webhead is a five-week session moderating by several co-moderators. And we usually use Wiki space to upload our content, and for communication we use Yahoo group, and for a live session we use Illuminate, and sometimes for I think one of the session right we use WizIQ. And the first session our first live session will be next week on Wednesday, and it is tapped in session. The focus of the session is integration technology in language classroom, and this is a total hands-on workshop for all participants. Right now we have registered 170 participants from different countries all over the world, and we're still counting new incoming participants. So the moderators of our session who are right now in our Hangout, this is J.A., Mariana, and Mbarak, he is on Illuminate. And as I said, we are waiting for Teresa. So if J.A. Wants to add something more specific to our content, I can give you the stage. J.A., we can hear you, cannot hear you.
You might need to unmute yourself if you mouse over your little
you're talking,
thumb.
Asking me, Jeff?
No, yeah. To J.A.
It's done now, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
We got
okay,
you.
Good. Go ahead, J.A.
Can you hear me? Yes. Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Yes. It's nice to be here. I like Larissa said, this is a nice course. What I have to add is something that Sandra already said, that becoming a web head is like an introduction to the web heads and to e-learning for itself, because it's like community building. The course doesn't stop when it finishes, you know, we continue in contact throughout the year, helping teachers with projects, because it's such a long list of things that they learn, you know, and many of the things they have to digest. Some advice newbies is like, you don't have to read everything, you can select, and you don't have to reply to everything, and you always have time to explore things later. Concerning week two, I'm in week two, you know, we deal more with communication, with asynchronous and synchronous communication. We're exploring Skype and Yahoo Messenger and other tools. And so each week you have great live sessions with Graham Stanley is one of our guests. There is also Michael Collin. There is Claudio Azevedo from Brazil. He has this very interesting blog called Movie Segments. And basically that's all I have to say. Let's wait for Teresa and see if Mariana wants to say something. She's in many sessions. Thank you.
I'll jump in, and one of the things
yes, please, Jeff.
One of my favorite parts of the Becoming a Webhead session every year is you guys wind up produce, or we wind up producing, the list of tools, and it's always the latest ones. It's real crowdsourcing wisdom of, you know, all right, here's the latest. Let's play with it. What do we like? What don't we like? So I always get really useful information about the latest toys out there.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, you're right. So what the participants like, they can come and go, right, J.A.? When they create any activities online, even after the becoming a webhead session. And sometimes we have communication during summertime when our participants from January session create something, they post to us through Yahoo group, and moderators and coordinators communicate with them. So, and also we have, as J.A. mentioned, Google synchronous communication, Skype and Yahoo Messenger, and moderators of the week, this is week two actually, it's coming in a week, so any participant can practice individually with us, with moderators and coordinators who are available, and they enjoy talking with different participants from other countries as well, using Skype and Yahoo Messenger.
And Google
and this
Plus
is
Hangout.
Our usual social presence. Yeah, yeah, we need to explore it and try maybe sometimes. This is a good idea. And they enjoy practicing and building social presence before creating activities, right, Mariana and J.A.? And during week four, they create the activities and they exchange what they create. And this is one of the, I think, awesome and very wonderful piece of becoming a webhead. This is a real community of practice that all EVO sessions are, actually. This is just my additions to what J.A. Said. And Mariana, she also may want to add something else, right, Mariana? Go ahead.
actually, Ayat, there is one of our colleagues also here in Google, and yeah, she's asked me, am I still there? And I am. Unfortunately, you cannot see my video, then my voice is very choppy, as Jeff says. But okay, I'm going to show it to you later, but without sound then. In week two, in week one, you just meet each other, you meet the participants, meet themselves, and write in Yahoo groups, get acquainted to Yahoo groups and Wiki. And of course, in week two, they start exploring some tools from audio or web video tools. And what is the most important that in week three, we this year we have how to create a blog or a wiki, and when they do this, they can even share the things they have done in week two, which is in a way combining all the things in one place, which will be their let's say presence online, and we can see their progress and of course comment and on their progress, congratulate them, and everything they do is actually on their own pace. Everything is written on the wiki. They can even ask us for help. And I love this, being on Skype or Yahoo Messenger and to talk with moderators. I really enjoyed that last year when I was one of the participants, and it's very helpful. I was overwhelmed and happy by the opportunity that people give us, and they're all here. And I would like to say that actually it's teachers for teachers, and everybody is willing to help. That is like the first rule of the netiquette that we learn in Bo 2012, and I'm still enthusiastic about Bo and about Evo in general. Okay, that will be it for me. Yes. I'm just going to wave everybody. I'm going to stop my mic and show my camera so that participants or anybody.
Yeah, thank you, Mariana. And I just want to add that this is a real international group of moderators and coordinators. We have representatives from different countries like France, United States, Russia, Morocco, Brazil, GA, and Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Croatia and Romania. So all five continents, except four continents, I'm sorry, no Australia yet. So represent becoming a web head. And this is one of the nice spirit of building community online. Yes. So we're still waiting for Teresa and hope she will make it.
And I'm wondering if while we're waiting, we might want to get Vance in here since he had a little something to do with that web head stuff.
Yeah, I'm always love to see becoming a web head take off again.
Unmute?
No, you don't have to unmute unless you're making noise. I unmute just to, you know, just to keep sounds down. But the original web head session took place in 2002, which I think was the second year of EVO. And the third year of EVO, I decided I didn't want to do the webhead session again, so I made it a community of practice thing, and we took some people to TESOL. We actually had a live online session at TESOL, and at TESOL Baltimore, I believe it was at that time. But the following year, people just spontaneously thought that the webhead session was worth repeating, and they did. They just they sort of formed a group. It was Teresa and Daphne and I'd just be leaving people out if I started mentioning names. But so many people, and it's really great to see you guys there, Larissa and Mariana and all the people who are, and Teresa again, of course. Showing people how to, introducing people slowly into this process, which, you know, obviously, those of us like Jeff and I, and we had some, you know, I'd really like to ask you also what you think of the Hangout, because this kind of came up with this kind of session. There was some concern that this would be too much to manage, and possibly it would be more comfortable for some just to run the session in Illuminate. But here I think we have a great learning opportunity to model this kind of thing. And so I just wonder, because a lot of you are here for the very first time, you know, how you feel that the session, that Hangout works for you, and if you think you might use it again, or do you prefer it to other forms? But of course, the great advantage we have right here is that Jeff can record it, and therefore we get a recording. You get a recording in Illuminate very easily. But I understand that recording Google Hangouts is coming. But anyway, that's what we do. We sort of just bring people into this mix, but obviously some of us have been here for so long and been working with these kind of materials. No telling how many computers Jeff has there in front of him, and of course Heike's and the people in Second Life, and all this mumble jumble is going on. And but in fact, you know, we really need to pay attention to the people who are just coming into the process, and that's what becoming a webhead does. And I really love seeing that session go year after year. And thank you very much for doing it.
And thank you, Vance, for opening this great session, becoming a webhead. And it's still the spirit of real community of practice. And we still keep this spirit and try to keep it to become a real webhead. Thank you, Vance.
Jeff, there is Ayat, one of the moderators from Bo 2012, and I don't know how to invite her to Google Hangout. I have been sending her invitation through Google Hangout where we are. I don't know if I'm doing it correctly, but she can't see it on her Google Plus wall. So she would like to say something. She's one of the moderators of week two, and there is also Hala. She's not with us here. She's from Sudan. And there are like 13 of us this year, if I'm not mistaken. What do you think, Clarissa? There is Maria from Argentina as well. And Sharon. Sharon,
yeah,
she's like, yeah, she's like a veteran now already. I'm like a baby. I'm like a baby mod of this year's Bo 2012. This is my second Evo and my first moderator.
Just to explain how you can do this and invite someone to a Hangout,
yes,
at the top of the Hangout window, you have a URL.
Yes, okay.
You control who you invite to it and who will see this, but you can share this URL, which I'm going to do in both chat rooms now, and pretty much anyone, she still isn't able to join?
No, I have now sent it to her. I have sent her like an invitation to come. I don't know how that appears. This is my first Google Hangout. And Vance's question, I love it. I love it. And fortunately, it's too bad it's only 10 people available, but that's enough. Of course, my web camera works, but then I have choppy sound. But that's because of my wireless connections and a lot of people in my family online at the same time. Well, that can be a problem. But okay, they that they're going to be nice until 4 p.m. here in Croatia. Okay, so I've sent Ayat a link. I hope she will come and give a mic to somebody else now.
Okay, just to make more space here, so I'm thinking to leave and join the Illuminate. And if Teresa will join, it will be great to hear her voice. But it was nice to talk about becoming a webhead, and I'm leaving. Thank you all. Bye.